Joe's president.
Michelle Obama looked
Michelle
bomb.
looked good. Jennifer Lopez said, "Let's get loud."
Yeah, you can ask anyone. I'm very like stop the spread. But they all looked dumb as fuck up there in their stupid masks.
Yeah, they
It
did.
was like so like dystopian, and I don't know. I was really like it was kind of an out of body experience to watch that.
Oh yeah. No, it totally was. It was, who was it? Amy Klobuchar?
Yeah.
Who, the way she took off her mask when she went to speak was like with such a flourish that I really, really am convinced that she had
She
practiced
practiced, yes.
how, like, in the same way that I practice how I'm gonna take my mask off before I go on a date.
Yeah.
Like, am I gonna do the two-hand face reveal? Am I gonna do the
Right.
one and then kind of let it hang on my ear for a second? That's what Amy went for.
Did she let it hang? She really did like a
For like
very
8 seconds.
purposeful. Oh, wow.
Yeah, she like really she really ripped it off, if you
Well, you know how in the magazines it's like celebrities are like just like us because they go grocery shopping. It was very a celebrities are just like us moment where I was like, oh my God, Barack Obama's wearing a mask.
War
Like,
criminals are just like us. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good, Shy. How are
I'm
you doing?
good. This is like the 12th time we're recording this episode.
Yeah, we're having technical difficulties. We
We're
just
both
scrapped.
complete idiots.
No, it's my fault. I don't. Well, actually, I think our previous platform was like definitely screwing us.
It like wasn't until it was, and
It wasn't until it was.
I can't wait to send them an email
You should. You
and
should
get
try to
our
get your
money
money
back
back. Yeah.
because we're not getting paid to do this. We're actually paying to do this.
Yeah, actually, we're paying to do this. So if anyone wants to send us money, we'll put our Venmos in the link.
In. I actually
Yeah.
had, I was talking to someone. They were like, "Oh, how's the podcast going?" I was like, "Good, it's good." And I was like, we're actually doing really well in terms of like listens, downloads, whatever, like better than, I was expecting. And the person I was talking to was like, "Oh my God, so like is Spotify gonna send you like a check to pay per listen?" And I literally I didn't even consider that we might get like half a cent in the mail.
Oh my God, wait, that's really exciting, actually.
Yeah, I think at most we'll get like 75 or yeah, 75 hundredths of a cent. So three quarters. Sorry, I don't know why I
Yeah.
left that simplified.
You can pay off some student loans.
Yeah, I could. Just
Yeah.
a drop in the bucket of all my
Yeah,
loans
every half
for
a
the
penny
degree I'm not
counts.
using.
Yeah, well, that's showbiz, babe.
Yeah, kind of literally. Well,
Let's talk about Elena.
yeah, Lena's upside down right in the beginning of this, because her car's just flipped 3 times over.
Yeah, if you guys recall, she was fleeing from her boy Stefan after she found her lookalike from the 1800s.
Yeah, in a picture. Was it? No, they had, it was a photograph. But it was one of
Yeah,
the
it was
really old ones.
like portrait, like yeah.
It was portrait mode.
And like it was in like the sepia filter.
Yeah, the Instagram. It's so old that it was still using the Instagram sepia filter.
So she's flipped over. Oh, 'cause she hit a stranger. She hit like a
Yeah,
being.
who's like literally like piecing himself back together like a jigsaw puzzle as she's like watching him upside down. Like a single drop of blood trickling down her face. She's somehow completely uninjured after rolling her car three times.
She's so uninjured. Her window's like completely smashed and she's like still looking beautiful as ever.
I can't even see a split end. Not a one.
No. And then I guess Damon comes and saves her. sorry. She's freaking out and like, yeah. And then like Damon spooks her.
Yeah, he's like, hey, what's up?
And he like gallantly picks her up princess styling and carries her away from the wreck.
It's pretty cute. He like, her seatbelt is stuck. She's like going full like 127 hours style, except it's not her arm, it's like her seatbelt, you know, that's like stuck. And that didn't land. And
I got like an Urban Outfitters notification on my computer and I was like, what does that say?
Bruh. Okay. Basically, yeah, that happens. He gets her out. He's being really sweet with her, which is kind of cute. And then, yeah, he picks her up and she can muster up like four words. And it's not anything like, that was so scary, or like, thank God I'm alive, or like, thank you for saving me. It's just, I look like her. And then she faints.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, it should be noted that this is Elena's second car accident in her short, short life.
Wait, what was the first? Oh yeah, her parents died.
Oh, like her whole her whole storyline.
So yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, but she's, despite just surviving a major car accident, she's still worried that she's just a rebound.
Yeah. Yep.
Who can blame her?
Poor Elena.
Yeah, and Damon's like, oh, that's too bad. And like, I really thought he was going to throw her over his shoulder, but he picks her up nobly and, you know, walks away. That's her first scene.
It was
scene.
Sweet. Yeah. Was sweet. Damon obviously is a soft spot for you.
Every single girl in the world wants to be carried like that. And I don't think it makes me a bad feminist to say that.
I don't know. I feel like I'd be... Anytime a guy lifts you up, you're like, your arms might snap. You know?
Excuse me?
Not you.
Wait.
Personally. Not you personally.
Oh, you mean that you feel that when girls get picked up by guys, they're more conscious of their weight and how heavy yes. they might be than the actual yeah.
Like the thrill
of being picked up.
Yeah.
That's a take.
That's a well, take I'll for bring sure. it up in therapy.
Well, we're well, no, I don't think that that's specific to you. I definitely feel that way. Like if I sit on a guy's lap, I'm like, oh my God, I'm a mammoth. I'm crushing him. I'm gonna break his femur bone.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I get that.
All right, flash forward.
Actually, flash forward to a flashback.
Yeah.
Sexy teacher Alaric, ow, ow, mm-hmm. Is remembering some random ass morning with his ex-wife or his dead wife, Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
And
Cosmic what's the term
by Florence and the Machine?
Right. What's the term for like a widow is like if a woman's husband dies, is that still applied?
He's a widower. A widower.
Oh,
they get an extra gotcha. Two letters.
Cool.
But yeah, back to what I was saying about Cosmic Love playing. that's playing by Florence the Machine. That's a great song. I have no complaints about the song. I do, however, think that was a really random scene for them to use that.
And yeah.
Like, thinking of all the incredible like uses that could – like, come on. They – like Gossip Girl did great with it. Mm-hmm.
They wasted it for sure.
They totally wasted a great song. I'm just like mad that the Fray got treated better than Florence and the Machine. Like that didn't
And
appropriately.
the script.
And the script, which plays, I swear, every episode. Anyways, that's playing. It's him and his wife, and she's like, I guess it's supposed to make her seem like zany and lovable, but she's like, oh, I hate morning people, and like all cuddled up in her comforter. Like she's like, I'm sleepy and you're up early, and like this is like a bit that we have, but I don't feel like it's a bit. I think it's
I don't really get
boring.
it. And to be honest, my brain always goes to like, what does this mean? And my first thought was like, oh, is she a vampire? Because she can't like go in the sun. But I think she's just like kind of a lazy POS.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That's pretty funny. Yeah, I do feel like you're like seeing everything as like trying to figure out what's supernatural and what's not. And I'm at the point where I'm just actually picking apart everything mundane in the show because I'm a hater.
You are a hater.
Yeah, that's kind of their whole. That's the whole thing. And then he like smooches her and is like, I have to go. I don't know, work or whatever. And she's like, I'm going back to bed in my sleepy comforter. It's like, okay.
Yeah, she's like snug as a bug while
Like, we
he's
get it. You
like,
were married.
yeah, oh my
Fuck off.
God. Yeah,
Congrats
I
on the
guess that scene
love.
was supposed to make them seem like just like such a happy couple, but I don't know, it was kind of annoying.
Yeah, it was annoying. Maybe we're both haters,
We're
but
just jaded, yeah.
yeah.
But then he breaks out of his little flashback and he's in the school parking lot where he runs into our boy Jay. Jeremy.
Ew, I don't want that to be a thing.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm gonna ex-nay that right away. Yeah, he's in his he's like scrambling through his like Toyota Camry, his like 2005 Toyota Camry looking. He's like going through all the seats and rummaging through all the gum wrappers and like loose change that we all have floating around our cars. And Jeremy just appears and is like, oh, Mr. Saltzman, I was thinking about my project and what I'm gonna write my essay on. And
My God, give it a break,
Alaric's like,
Jeremy.
ah, like I hi Jeremy, I was looking for my ring. I took it off for the gym. It was just like really flustered and uncomfortable.
Yeah, but he didn't have his ring on, which means that, like, I always thought because he had his stupid ass a ring that he was a vampire, and I look like a fool because he's not even wearing it,
Yeah, I
which means
really
he's.
let you look like an idiot for a while, for like
I
a
was
whole
re-listening to
episode,
that.
two
No, I
episodes.
know. Like, two episodes. I listened to those episodes and I was like, you dumb whore. He's not even a vampire. So whatever. He's not wearing his ring.
He's
He's
not
looking
wearing his
for
ring,
it.
but he's like, oh, I took it off for the gym. I just want to explore that really quickly. In this show, if we are, you're no fool for thinking that the ring means something because in this
Well,
show,
yeah.
everyone's ring, generally speaking, I mean, even Bonnie's necklace, like all the jewelry in the show has to mean something. Like, no
All
one's
the
out
ugly
here just like
jewelry.
wearing their, normal shit, like a Claire's choker and whatnot. They're all wearing like weird old magical stones. So, if we're working off of that template, if you will, and he has a ring of some importance, whether it's at bare minimum, he says family value or whatever. He took it off for the gym. I just want to know, like, if it's a ring that's literally that important where you have to rummage through your fucking Toyota Camry, like cracker crumbs, to find it, why are you taking it off for the gym? Like, you're taking off your supernatural ring and tossing it in a gym bag every day? He certainly works out every day. Come on.
Oh, you mean I'm not one to get into, as you say, these Vampire Diaries plot holes because Cheyenne, you're just not going to get the answers that you want.
I know. But
Well, it really doesn't
fine.
make
He's
any
like, I took it off
sense.
to go to the gym. Like, I was just lifting.
Yeah, he was just like doing a little cardio, trying to get his heart rate up, doing some squats.
What? Yeah, Jeremy's like, okay, oh, and then he finds it, and it was just like literally right there. So he was
Of
probably in the fucking
course.
cup holder.
Yeah.
He picked up his like weird janky ass thermos that they showed him drinking out of earlier. Jeremy's like, I found an old journal of my grand great great, you know, whoever is from the
You do a
1800s.
good Jeremy impression.
Why? Are you just making fun of me?
I'm not
I'd swear he
making.
talks like that. He's
He
like,
does come
Mr.
off like.
Schultzman? I don't
That
know.
was actually good. No, that was good. That was genuinely good.
Elena. No, that was bad. I do better at the Stefan.
Yeah, you do a good Elena. But he tells Alaric, Mr. Saltzman, that he found a journal from the 1800s. It was his late father's, and he's pretty interested in it, and that's what he wants to do his extra credit on.
Yeah, because everyone in the show is obsessed with the Civil War era. Like, there were other eras in Virginia.
Not to the Virginians of
Like,
Mystic Falls.
there have been other times. Like, the Roaring Twenties happened there, too. Like, be like every other high school student, talk about that. But I
No,
don't
he just
know.
cares about the rich history of the Civil
I
War
know.
era.
Mr. Saltzman's always literally getting off on the rich history of Mystic Falls. I swear to God, every single character in the show like would defend like the presence of Confederate general statues.
Oh,
Do you agree
100%.
with that?
Save for like Bonnie maybe, because Bonnie seems more
Yeah.
woke than
Well,
that.
Bonnie's also black.
Bonnie's also black, but also she just like has the critical thinking aspect that a lot of
Yo,
these
which none
characters
of them,
lack.
literally none of them. I swear to God that almost every single one of these characters would be like, it's a part of the rich history, like without any, like no thoughts in their head.
No thought at all, not a single thought. So
Bonnie and her grams
there's
against the world are the only like normal, hesitant, and cautious people in the show. Everyone else is just throwing their bodies every
it's
which
just like
way.
see where the wind takes them. They're privileged. They don't need to be aware of the
Yeah.
world. Should we just talk about privilege? We can do a little breakout sesh if you need
A
that.
break. Should we go into a breakout room?
Talk about our privilege.
I need to address my white guilt.
Yeah, there's a lot of it.
There's a lot of it, and it's demanding of my attention all the time.
All right, so Elena wakes up in Damon's car, and he's just like
Post
aimlessly
car
driving.
accident.
Post car accident. I don't even know how this woman can like be in a vehicle without getting
She's made of
severe.
titanium, clearly. I mean, she's completely like fine,
She's
unharmed, one
bulletproof.
singular cut on
Yeah.
her forehead, and it like literally looks good. She's
It's
maybe
already
a couple
healed.
like fucking paper cuts. She just rolled her car 3 times. At the very least, she has like horrible whiplash.
Or
The
like a
fact
severe concussion.
she either needs to go to the hospital or at the very least the chiropractor.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, she
But
probably does have a concussion.
yeah, oh, 100%. But
So
Damon doesn't really care about that because he tells Elena that he's driving her, or that they're currently in Georgia.
yeah, the scenery looks really nice.
It's
I don't think
beautiful.
she needs to get so upset about
There's fields.
it.
I mean, yeah, Elena, just like take a freaking break, girl.
Relax. Take a break.
Which is kind of what Damon tells her to do.
He's being kind of a wellness king a little bit. He's like, step away from your life for 5 minutes. Like, your
Yeah.
problems will still be there when you get back, which honestly is something we probably all need to hear every once in a while, but definitely not after a major car accident.
No. I mean, there's a time and a place, but like, big picture, like, it was
He's
very
like,
thoughtful of
just be
him to be like,
positive.
yeah, good vibes only here, Elena.
He's like, walk it off.
And she's kind of being like she's being very Elena about the whole thing, and she's like, take me back, like she wants to I don't even, does she even want to go back and talk to Stefan? I don't even think so.
No, she literally doesn't because he calls Damon. Damon, or no, he calls her phone and Damon answers it. And she doesn't want to talk to him. So she's just like, she just loves.
She just loves the attention.
She's an attention whore.
She wants to be wanted. Yeah.
She's a big attention whore. And you know what? I bet that just like her parents' death, she probably faked this car accident too.
Oh my
God. Just for the attention. She's actually a crisis actress.
She's really going through it. I feel bad for her. But Stefan's showing a lot of heart and being very worried about her because she doesn't have a river vein necklace. And also she's unaccompanied with Damon, which is like,
her neck can take a break from carrying around that ugly ass totem.
The ugly ass necklace. Damon threatens to make her agreeable if she doesn't just like shut up and enjoy the ride. really, it's not very hashtag me too of Damon, but that's fine.
But it's also not very chill of Elena to be such a buzzkill. So
yeah, take a
I think they're both
chill.
In the wrong.
They are. They're both wrong. But Damon hangs up the phone for her and he's like, I'm not going to compel you. Just come with me. And eventually Elena's like, fine.
Because she's addicted to drama and she's a messy attention whore and I love her for it.
Jeez. Yeah.
And so is Damon. So they get along great together and they drive away into the sunset in Georgia until we see them next. But in the meantime, Stefan's really worried. He looks like he has a stick up his butt even more than usual. He goes to find Bonnie because people love to find Bonnie when they need something.
Because like us, everyone else recognizes that Bonnie's the only one that can get shit done around here.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't know where Elena is, and it's really worrying me because I can't ruin her life more than I already have. Here's her neck. Here's her ugly ass necklace. Can you do a spell?
Yeah, he like wants her to perform a spell for him.
He's like, get jiggy with it, baby. Perform some magic.
Yeah, and pull out Bonnie,
your witchcraft, Bonnie.
This is like kind of exciting for Bonnie because Stefan's one of the few people that knows about her secret. And now's her time to, like, use her powers for good. And
it's her time to shine.
Yeah. It's her time to shine.
But she doesn't shine. She can't do it. There's this really horribly, it's just, like, a really painful, they're sitting at, like, one of those, like, school lunch tables outside of Mystic High. And she's trying to do whatever with the necklace. She's like holding her hands over it and like, you know, it looks really concentrated and trying to do her like a locator spell or whatever, and she can't. And then she gets frustrated and then she gets a leaf. She's trying to see if she can lift the leaf and she can't do that. And Stefan's just watching the whole thing, and I just felt bad for her. It was like she had like performance anxiety and we had to just watch, and like Stefan
really
had to watch.
Dropping the ball. Yeah.
It was pretty cringy. And then she's like, I have to go. And she has her grams.
Yeah.
And her grams is like, you're like blocked. She's like magically constipated.
Yeah. Speaking of Bonnie's grams, a gilf. She's so beautiful.
She is a gilf. I want to age like that. What sort of witch Botox is she?
Yeah, exactly.
You have her hands on.
Drop
the skincare routine, grams.
Do you think witches can give themselves cosmetic surgery?
Surgery or like?
Or like lip fillers, like a lip filler spell?
Maybe. Like a an enhancement type of, I don't see them, like, I don't think she could, like, give herself, like, a breast implant.
I don't think so.
I mean, the angles of that would be.
Maybe if you
really
get like
stressful.
another witch friend to like help you.
Yeah,
Her
they're
grams is like
basically Bonnie's like
her grandma.
Grams is training Bonnie on how to like perform her like breast augmentation.
Oh my God, wait, but actually then if we're getting way off topic, but if Bonnie went into like the medical field and then was secretly just like using her witchy powers and like giving people amazing breasts, she'd be raking in money.
I don't you think that if she were to use her witchy powers in the medical field, it should be to save lives and not to give people like nice racks?
My mind didn't even go there. I was
You
just
didn't
like,
even consider
I
that she could
didn't
like
even.
heal people of diseases.
No.
You were like, but what if she was really, really good at like cool sculpting people's abs? She'd make a
Exactly.
killing.
Should make a killing. Well, that's where the money is, not saving people's lives.
Yeah, if you work in the ER, you can go fuck yourself.
Okay. Flash
Anyway,
forward.
Bonnie is magically constipated and very much like, regular constipation. It can come from emotional blockage. Speaking from experience, I was recently very constipated.
That sucks, girl.
And
Oh, that's right. Wait, did you? Are you good now?
I
Good to
literally got to
go?
take a laxative.
Oh, fuck. I've never taken a laxative.
It
Because I'm scared.
was scary.
Because, like, you need to be, like, pretty much within 10 feet of a toilet for, like, 10 hours, right? Or no?
I took like a very little amount of the
Oh.
recommended dose,
You just need, like, a little
but
help.
like yeah, all systems evacuated.
I have a story. This is about someone we know, and I
Is
can
gonna
tell
be a
you
3-hour-long episode.
later.
Okay, no, I want you to tell me right now.
But basically, this girl that we know, she was leaving for school, and she like didn't feel well, and she was like, "Mom, I need like a ibuprofen or something." And her mom gave her an ibuprofen, and she took it, but it wasn't an ibuprofen; it was a laxative. And she went to class, and she like sneezed, and she pooped her pants
Big of a poop her pants.
She said it wasn't like anything unmanageable, but she like had a poop in her pants, and she did.
Mean
Did she?
how was it manageable? Did she throw her underwear away and just go commando? What do you mean it was manageable?
Yeah, she literally had to throw. Well, I think that she like called her mom and was like, "You dumb whore, you gave me a laxative." And
So readily accessible.
I know, why are you getting, why is your
I feel like
laxatives
they
in the
look
same?
really different. I
They
don't know.
probably, I don't even know. Maybe she just like told me this story to make me giggle, but it's
I don't
really
know.
stuck with me through adulthood.
Okay, who is it? Will you text it to me?
Yeah, I'll text it to you. Oh, you like right
Yeah,
now?
right now.
There you go. Is that
That's
hilarious or
really,
what?
yeah, that's really on brand for her now that I know who it was. God, poop is so funny.
Isn't it?
I can't, some people like genuinely do not think that poop is funny.
Oh my God, I think it's hilarious when
Wait, who in the show do you think thinks poop is funny and who doesn't? Elena definitely doesn't think poop is funny.
Elena doesn't. Damon obviously does.
Stefan doesn't.
Stefan
Actually, no,
doesn't.
I can see Stefan like low key thinking poop is really funny, but like
Matt does.
Matt does, Tyler does, Jenna does,
Jenna does. Alaric.
Alaric.
Only with the boys.
Okay, yeah, Jeremy does. Wait, so maybe everyone thinks poop is funny because poop is
Other than
funny,
Elena, yeah.
other than Elena.
Nothing makes you feel closer to a person than like being like, I need a
Than
poop
them
right
being like, I
now.
defecated myself.
We've all pooped our pants before.
When's the last time you pooped your
Oh
pants?
my God, you don't remember? Like, so recently. So recently, and I texted all of you guys in the group message, and it was like, you guys, I just pooped my pants. I was like feet away from the bathroom, though.
That's the worst. If you're like in a situation where you're in public or you're driving or whatever, that's one of
Oh,
those
yeah.
like, what are you gonna do? Like it happens, you pooped. When you're so close to a bathroom and you poop your pants,
In my
there's
own house.
in your own there's nothing more demoralizing than literally shitting your pants in your
I laughed. So
house.
I was like, this is so graphic. I'm sorry. I was like cleaning myself up, just dying laughing. I could not stop laughing for like genuinely 24 hours because every time I would think about it again, I would start laughing. Because I'm just like, I'm a grown woman that pooped her pants in the house. Like, nothing was wrong with me. It just like happened.
Yeah.
When was the last time you pooped your pants?
My senior year of college, I literally was sitting at our dining room table again, just mere feet from the bathroom, from the toilet. And I don't know if I like shit my pants. I mean, listen, I mistook a fart for something it
Yep,
wasn't.
that's how it always goes.
And something else came out. I would say it wasn't like poop in my pants. It was a heavy skid mark.
Okay, yeah.
If
It's just like so humiliating too when you have to like
so
reach behind and like cup it because you don't have to go like down your
no, mine wasn't even that bad. I was just like I just painted my underwear a little bit brown.
Ew, I don't even think that
No, it
counts.
was more of a shart, but yeah, it was really disheartening to have to literally stand up after doing that and walk 5 feet into the
Yep.
bathroom to like assess the situation. I think it was like literally midday on like a Sunday, and I was
Yep.
studying in my apartment.
Man. Freaking brutal.
It's better. Those stories are always better when they're like, my friend has one that's really funny. She's like driving home, like on the highway.
Oh no.
One's like that, where it's like, yeah, like of course you didn't really have a choice but to poop your pants. But yeah,
No,
we
my
just
friend
look like
has one
losers.
that's so bad where she this is like such a good story too. I'm just gonna butcher it, but basically she was like wasted at a frat party and she went to like a porta potty and it got all on the back of her dress, but she like didn't notice until she got home and like the next day like l went to like wash the dress and was like, this was in the entire party.
Oh my
Yeah,
God,
so it
that
could be
one's not even
worse.
funny. That's just awful. You might as well tell me she got shanked at a party that I literally feel.
Like you need to like send her flowers.
I need to send her a card or something. My God, the adversity she's faced. It's
I
just
know.
unbelievable. It's insurmountable, really.
Enough of that. It's disgusting. It's not very ladylike of us.
How did we even get there? Oh my God, Bonnie can't. Okay. Oh, Bonnie is magically constipated. She has an emotional blockage. We can assume that she's really scared after what happened at Fell's Church when Damon, well, when she was Emily, the ghost of her, ancestor inhabited her body and Damon almost killed her. Like that'd probably scare me too. How
Yeah.
can you blame her? But that's
Yeah.
kind of why she's unable to unblock, if you will, to do a spell. So she goes to Fell's Church because she's like, I'm gonna face this. I'm gonna it's the
Face her
equivalent
demons.
of me going walking into CVS and getting a laxative. It's time to face the facts and come up with a solution.
Yeah.
But she falls into like a bear trap of some sort.
Yeah, she falls into like a medieval like dungeon.
Cavernous dungeon, and then she's freaked out, obviously. And then she turns and sees like a pentagon drawn on the wall. And like gasps really unnecessarily. I don't know. I feel like any old 14-year-old idiot can spray paint a pentagon on the wall, but it seemed to really freak her out.
That would freak anyone out, but
I guess.
that's what the 14-year-olds would have wanted.
Yeah, they're probably laughing and vaping somewhere nearby.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. But yeah, that's that. We'll leave her there. We'll go back. Damon and Elena drive up to a bar in Georgia. This whole thing is so funny to me. Damon walks in, and Bree, this bartender there, also really hot, also a witch. Perhaps had a witch friend give her a boob job. We can't be
We
sure.
can't be sure.
She walks in and like gives him a big hug and is like Damon Salvatore and then like kisses him on the lips.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she calls him her honey pie, during this little exchange. And the whole time, Elena's just like, what the hell is going on? And then there's a moment where Bree sees Elena and she's like, whoa. Like, that is a dead ringer for Catherine.
And Elena's like, bruh, read the room. I just found out
Just
that I'm
like,
a rebound. Like, you don't have to
yeah.
rub it in. Yeah, Elena is being a real buzzkill during all this. She like seems really uncomfortable to even be in a bar. I'm like, girl, I see you at the Mystic Grill
Yeah,
every other
drinking yourself
episode.
into oblivion, you're fine. Put on your big girl pants.
But Bree seems like a hoot. She's like pouring them drinks. She's saying that. She thinks that Damon and Elena are dating and is like, she's like, yeah, Damon and I used to fuck. Isn't he great in the sack? Like, just something really uncomfortable. And Damon tells Elena in private that Bree is a witch and that they used to date in college. Apparently, Damon went to college. I would like to know what he majored in. I feel like it was, I feel like he could have been a finance bro. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see that
I can see
for
him
him.
in a Patagonia vest.
Yeah, a little business major.
Yeah, but she's probably 40 something, and she's a witch, so they don't live forever. So they dated, probably like 20 years ago or something. But I also want to point out now we know of three witches. Four witches in the show. We know Bonnie, her grand Bonnie's bloodline, so like Bonnie, her grand's Emily, and then this woman Bree. Bree is also black. So
Oh my
far,
God, why are all of the witches
yeah,
black
no,
women?
I know. So far, the only black characters named notable characters in the show are witches, and we've talked
Yeah.
about this before. I want to point it out. I don't like that. It changes eventually later in the show, but at least for the first season, I feel like that's the case. And it's just like whack. They're in, like, there's a large population of African American people in Virginia and in Georgia. Like, you can have characters that are both witches and are not witches and have them be
Yeah,
black.
it
It
seemed really
doesn't.
purposeful. Like, I don't know. It just,
I don't even know if it's
to put it off as
purposeful
like a weird
necessarily.
coincidence, though. I mean, I don't think that, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the writers aren't necessarily like, this is gonna be the theme, especially because you said it changes. But at least at this point in the show, it seems kind of.
Yeah, and especially in the. I remember like when I was watching it for the first time, I was like, okay, that's interesting that they're doing that. I don't really love it, but maybe. It's gonna come out that like Brie is, somehow related to Bonnie, then it would make sense. But
Yeah.
this isn't even a spoiler alert, but it's not. Yeah.
Like, she dies at the end of the episode, and that's her only screen time. Like, she's not.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
So
fuck with
anyway,
that.
yeah, no.
But she's like pouring them shots, and Elena's like, no thanks. She's being really annoying about it. And then finally, she like chugs a beer, and everyone's like, oh my God. Like, she's,
Yeah.
you know, wow.
She's cool.
She's cool. Kind of annoying. And Brie is also, she's like being very friendly, but also being a little standoffish and like kind of cracking jokes about how he like fully dumped her in college. Which, you know, that's a bummer for her.
Yeah.
They're all like having fun and shooting pool or whatever, and you're like, yay, Elena's, you know, cool, I
Being
guess, even though she's so
cool.
fucking boring. But she goes outside because Jenna calls her and is like, where the fuck have you been? And she's like, oh, I had a sleepover at Bonnie's, haha, which is what I used to do in high school, but not to cover up a car accident.
And isn't she also like wasted in this scene? Or no? Am I
No, I
thinking
think
of
she's
something
like
else?
probably buzzed. I don't know.
Okay.
And while she's calling Jenna, Damon's telling Bree that he. Okay. Damon is telling his ex-girlfriend, a girl who he literally dipped on in college, he's asking her to help him figure out how to get back to Catherine, who I'm assuming was always
In the
a
back of his
point of
mind.
contention when they
Yeah,
were dating.
definitely.
Like, that whole thing is.
I mean, it's just like really tone deaf of
Yeah.
him to not like, which is just classic Damon to not like be empathetic towards other
Yeah.
people's feelings or
So
emotions.
classic Damon that he's
Yeah.
just not empathetic at all.
Yeah, and he's just like, so anyway, great seeing you, Brie. How can I get back to my ex from 100 years ago?
And she's like, well, you need the crystal. And he's like, I don't have the crystal.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you can use a different spell. But the witch who does the spell has to be a blood relative of Emily.
Which is convenient because he knows one.
Right. So we're like, Bonnie is about to get used again.
Classic.
Classic.
And then we get shoot back to Jeremy, our boy Jay.
I don't like it.
Okay, well, he's at school. He's trying to work on his paper about
The Civil
whatever, the Civil
War,
War.
1900s and
And he
the
meets this
bombs.
girlie,
Oh my
Anna, and
God,
the
don't even
two of
want to talk about
them.
this bitch. Something about her is so annoying to
It's
me.
super
Do you
annoying,
get
and
that
she.
from her?
No, I feel like kind of bad for her because she's obviously like A, super smart, B, she's like pretty, and C, she's really into Jeremy for some very strange reason, and he's not really giving her the time of day,
She's trying,
but.
yeah, she like is really, you know, when girls are like, be empowered, like you can text him first, you can go ask him to hang out first. You know, that's okay if you do it like once or twice, but when you do it every single time,
Yeah,
it's
then
not a
you're
good
just
look.
it's not a good look for like anyone, even if a guy does that either, you know, like people play, you gotta play the game. But I got really hard secondhand embarrassment from watching them in their like first interaction in their library. They're just like so flustered and like it was so awkward. But
They hit heads,
he's
they like
asking
bump their
Anna,
heads together, and it's.
yeah, and they're like stuttering and it's just like really embarrassing.
I just like don't fuck with her. I don't know why. Like, even I also don't fuck with Jeremy, but like this girl in particular really bothers me, and that's all.
Right. But he's asking Anna, she's like seeing what he's working on and she's like starts helping him find the information that he's looking for. She reveals to Jeremy that she also has old journals from her relatives and she has this conspiracy theory that
in the journals, they're referring to the vampires, and they're actually real stories and not these like fictional stories that Jeremy said his grandfather wrote about.
I like that Jeremy's whole thing is about how, like, he's looking through his grandpa's old journal and he's looking through all these things and he's like, no, don't you see? Like, vampires are a metaphor for Union soldiers. I'm like, oh my God, how thinly veiled can the Confederacy worship be?
I
Like,
know, really makes you
Jeremy
think, but
literally would be a school shooter if this were an adult drama, I swear to God.
no, I am telling you, I almost said it multiple times in this episode, and I'm like, Nicole, we should probably not like push the idea that Jeremy's a school shooter, but it's
Know how
really
many times do we have
true.
to say those words until like some FBI agent, we've like met our quota, like you can only say it like 20 times and then the SWAT team descends
They're
upon
like, what do you know?
you
Yeah.
at that point.
But he's like spending his lunch in the library, like researching these old journals. I don't know, it's very
And like
creepy.
literally idealizing the Confederacy.
Well, yeah, there's that aspect as
A
well.
red flag, everybody.
Yeah. But he's kind of like met his match, and she's trying to bring him down to earth, I guess. And she's like, no. But they're like flirting kind of, and she like has this one line that I was like, oh my God. She's roasting him, but like flirting with him. And she goes, man, you're really smart. I actually missed that when I first saw you, which is, yeah. You don't pull someone's hair to get them to pay attention to you. You know what I mean?
I'm all about being really mean as a way of flirting.
Okay.
But that wasn't it.
That wasn't it. The
No.
execution wasn't great.
No. Swing and a
So.
miss. I like that they just literally somehow are transported from the library to the Mystic Grill.
Yeah.
I love the Mystic Grill, as we all know. I'd love to go there. I'd love to get a really shitty batch of fries from there,
And like a
and play
beer.
foosball. They're playing
Yeah.
foosball, and she's like, "You should come over and watch vampire movies with me." And it's just like, "Oh my God!" Like I want to help her, but also that's so
Oh,
bad.
yeah.
And he's
Well,
like,
she really shoots her shot.
and then she shoots it
And
again and
Jeremy.
again and again. And again,
And
and
Jeremy is
again.
basically like, hey, I'm actually good, thanks.
He's like, I just got out of something, aka Vicky, who he thinks left town, but who's actually got turned into a vampire and then got staked in the heart. So I think that's a pretty
Yeah.
good reason to not want to like jump into something new.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like Jeremy has girls throwing themselves at him in the way that this girl is. So I don't know, slim pickings, like maybe you should just take what you can get. But I guess he's letting his heart heal.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But then they're back in the library. This must be like the next day or something. Because I think she like makes off after he rejects her, which fair enough.
Yeah.
And then there's like another scene of them in the library, and she like slams down a big manila folder of like vampire proof and is like, let's
Yeah.
just be friends. Also, here's my like big honking binder full of like why vampires are real.
Yeah, she's like really trying to like make him a believer.
Her hair just like looks so dirty. I don't know. It's not the actress. I just want to make that clear. I'm not like saying that this act I'm not like calling another woman ugly. I just hair and makeup did her so dirty. And
Yeah, like
costumes.
100%. No, I mean they made her like the kind of the nerdy girl who could also maybe shoot up a school, you know.
Dude, we gotta stop saying that. Literally, we're gonna hit the quota and I'm gonna go to jail, or at the
It's
very
also
least, we're gonna
like
be deplatformed.
it's not a funny joke. It's not a funny joke because
It's not
real people.
funny,
I'm not saying,
obviously.
and we're not saying that it's funny. We're just saying that that's what he looks
It's the
like.
type of character that if this were not a teen show, something of the sort would have already happened. I swear.
I swear to
like Degrassi God. Style.
It would be, yeah, imagine this being like a Degrassi.
I wish type it was. Show. I wish they all were like.
It kind of is.
Chain smoking cigarettes in the bathroom, and I wish Drake was on it.
Oh my God, I loved Degrassi.
I wish it was in Canada. All the actors are Canadian.
Me too. I was about to do a Canadian accent, and then I was like, we really need to workshop that before we bring that to the podcast.
Dude, we really fucked up. We should have done a Degrassi podcast.
I think we should have done a Love Island podcast. It's good. We'll do a couple spinoffs. Let us know what you think we should do next.
So anyways, we're back to the bar. Elena is still like partying, I guess, which certainly can't be good for you to drink after you've gotten either.
After you're concussed.
I think she is concussed. I think that makes sense for a lot of the subsequent decisions she makes in the show.
Damon's like slamming shots, and isn't he driving back?
God, from I didn't Georgia. Even think about that. Yeah, they're literally crossing state lines, and he's hammered.
Well, whatever. It's whatever. Damon. He can hold his liquor.
Yeah, I'm sure he can. But Stefan calls Elena, and she does pick up, and she's really mad, and she's like, "How am I connected to her? Why do I look like Catherine? Like, I didn't know I was your rebound, you know, blah, blah."
So naggy. Oh, my God.
So annoying. And Stefan's like, "I honestly don't know how you're connected to Catherine, but when I saw you, of course, it was initially, like, very striking that you looked like Catherine. But then once I got to know you, you are so different from her, and you're not like the other girl." And, you know, whatever. And she's still mad, but she's like, whatever. And she hangs up on him, and Damon overheard the whole thing. Because he was, like, outside to
eavesdrop.
Eavesdrop. Essentially, they go back in and they're eating. Okay, I thought this was funny. Elena's like, "Wow, it's weird that you like eat and stuff." And he's like, "Yeah, I can like pretty much function completely normally as long as I have enough blood in my body." So do we think he poops?
Yeah, he would have to. I mean, he's still like,
he can poop.
Right.
So they poop and pee.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Elena
cleared that up.
Orders a beer, and she drinks it literally like it's whiskey. Like, she grimaces and everything when she takes like one pull of it. Did you notice that?
One pull of it? No, I didn't.
She
honestly
literally like drinks
her
beer and is like, when an actor is like pretending to drink whiskey, it was like a very similar.
To be fair, though, me too. Beer's heinous.
Beer is gross. It's like a bread LaCroix.
Yeah, it's like a bread LaCroix that just like makes you so bloated.
It's really gross. Damon, while he's outside listening to Elena's conversation, Brie calls someone and is like, "You'll never guess who just walked into my bar." And we're like, "Oh shit, she can't be trusted. She's a scorned woman.
She can't be trusted." Well, Damon's such a bad egg. Like, can you imagine? You know the exact type of guy that like walks into a bar and you like immediately turn to your friend and you're like, "Guess who's here?" And they can name it, the first name that comes out of their mouth. Like, you have to be bad news bears for that to be the case.
Bears. Yikes.
And then we see Bonnie. She's at Fell's Church.
She's fallen into the hole.
We meet Bonnie back in the hole, the tomb.
While she's in the tomb, Stefan goes to Graham's. Is Bonnie home? He's like, "Can Bonnie play?" "Can Bonnie come do a spell for me?"
Oh, she's a name, by the way. It's Sheila. I forgot. But Sheila knows what's up, and she, like, knows that he's a vampire because they like shake hands, I guess.
Yeah,
and she
like
can
can
just
touch
sense
him and
it.
tell, which is what Bonnie did initially before she even knew.
Right. But she knows that she can trust him. And so she tells him exactly where Bonnie is. And so Stefan so chivalrously goes to Fell's Church to find Bonnie. He saves her from the tomb.
He does like a whole ass, hang on tight, spider monkey type rescue.
Yeah. I'm glad that Bonnie and Stefan are getting some one-on-one time.
The other vampire show, but I had to.
No.
Yeah, they're getting some one-on-one time. They're kind of creating a cute little bond.
Well, yeah, I feel like they're the most like mature out of everyone in this little group. So I'm glad that they can be friends.
Yeah, he rescues her from the tomb, and she's like, "Oh my god, there were weird noises behind the pentagram door." And he's like, yeah, that's like all the 20-something vampires that are in comas. They're desiccating. And she's like, does that hurt? And he's like, not anymore.
Yeah, really reassuring.
I don't know. He's being really nice, though, and he saved her, and it was cute. And he's sweet with Grams. Apparently, when he brings her back home, she's like, I know you remember me. And he's like, of course I do. Like, they were both at the same anti-war sit-in in the 60s. I'm convinced that Stefan and Grams are the only two
anti-Confederates.
They're the only two people who would like, who wouldn't like fly a Confederate flag.
Stand against segregation and stuff.
Yeah. But
that makes
anyways,
sense.
Stefan and Grams have a cute little moment. I literally wrote down in my notes, Stefan is such a good guy. Fuck, I love him.
That's cute. That is cute. So then Elena, she walks outside again. We're back to Elena.
We're back to the bar, and it's not the Mystic Grill, and it's just not the same. But
no, it's some like random honky tonk bar in Georgia.
Oh my god.
But
like, it's some random shithole bar in Georgia.
But Elena's on the phone. And I have noted our girl is absolutely wasted because she is.
She is, yeah.
And she's like literally tripping over herself, but a man grabs her and drags her away.
Yeah.
A faceless man. We don't know. Snuck up on her, which ladies, that's why. You just can't be
That's
drunk
why you should
or
never leave
by
your
yourself.
Home. Yeah,
don't ever leave your
you're
home.
You're asking for a vengeful vampire to whisk you away.
Yeah, you're asking to be snatched, and you probably deserve it. So, Damon,
you're probably a big whore, also.
I would just like you to consider what were you wearing during that time.
What were you wearing when a vampire's ex-boyfriend kidnapped you? And why were you alone?
And why were you fucking alone, you idiot?
You dumb whore.
And drunk. So whatever. Damon notices
it's kind
that
of,
she's gone.
Kind of bold of you to enjoy your life and expect for bad things not to happen to you.
Yeah, I can't believe you would think that you could just get away scot-free with, having a good time.
This bit is really unearthing a lot of trauma for me, so I think we should move on.
Okay, well, that's fine, but,
Elena gets dragged away. Damon's like, ooh, where the fuck's Elena? And he goes and sees her, and she's like, I don't know. I don't even think she's tied up. I think she's just standing there, but this man, vampire man, lured Damon in with Elena, and now he just starts beating the shit out of him with like a wooden baseball bat and is like dousing him with gasoline
which is terrifying. Oh my god.
Yeah, and Elena's like, oh my god, don't kill him. And the vampire dude's like, why not? He killed my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. We find out that his girlfriend is Lexi, who we all remember Damon
Okay. Try again. It's okay.
Mercifully? What word am I looking for?
Mercilessly? He mercilessly killed him.
Mercilessly killed
That's a tough
Alexei.
one. That's a tough one. It's okay.
He mercilessly
He killed her, all right? And he was mean about it. He wasn't
was really
nice about it.
mean.
He killed
It
her.
wasn't nice.
This is really sad for Alexi's boyfriend. I get why that would drive you to want to kill someone. That's awful.
Yeah, oh, 100%. But Elena's like, don't kill him.
And
And
she's
Damon
really pretty. So the guy's like, okay, I'll
really
hear you out
sweet.
for a second. I feel bad for Lexi's boyfriend. He seems really hot. He is really hot.
He seems like he could really give it to you, right?
My God.
So
She's like, don't kill him. Lexi was good, which means that you're good. So don't do that. And he's like, okay. That's like literally how it plays out, I swear.
is.
And then he just like runs away. So Damon's just like laying there covered in
Covered in
gasoline.
gasoline. End of scene.
But then later when they're like driving in the car, he doesn't seem like covered in gasoline. I feel like that's something that would be really
Plot
awful. That's like it's very different from like spilling
Yeah.
like a drink on yourself. Like you smell like gasoline. That
Yeah, it
can't be
would
good for
be
your
horrible.
skin or your hair.
No. No.
I don't know.
But Damon has a couple words to say to Bree
I think he has
because
more than a
he knows
couple
that he's been
words to
set up.
say.
Oh my God, yeah, this is pretty
Yeah.
brutal.
He's like, what the fuck, Brie? And she's like, Lexi was my friend and you literally killed her. Like, did you actually think I was just gonna like fucking play pool with you in my bar? Which he's an idiot for
Yeah.
that one. He's just like so
He is. He
disconnected
can't
from
just.
like morality.
Yeah, well, he like makes enemies and then doesn't realize that he like made an enemy. I think, well, it's kind of a double-edged sword because I don't think he thinks that people are ever mad at him because he's not really like a mad guy. Like, he pretty much is very water off a duck's back. Someone could
Yeah,
kill
for the
someone
most
really
part.
close to him, and he'd be like, whatever, like, who cares? Life is too long to care about
Yeah.
stuff like this.
Life is too long.
Yeah.
Dude, life is too long.
So long.
It's so long.
Is it too fucking
Fuck,
long?
dude, it's so long. It just keeps going every day. I wake up.
It's like fucking Groundhog Day 2 in quarantine. I'm just like, another day of doing the
Another day,
same.
another dollar.
I don't even change outfits. It's just like literally the
God.
same life.
Yeah. But so he like gets up in Bree's face and she's like, I'm full of vervain. You shouldn't kill me and drink my blood. It
Yeah.
will, you know, it will taste bad. And then he's still like very threatening with her, and so she kind of is like trying to save her own skin. And she's like, if you find Emily's spell book, you can reverse the spell. Please don't kill me. And then he rips her heart out.
I was not expecting that at all. Like,
Yeah.
literally, the
No, it's gruesome.
scene, he digs his hand into her chest cavity and fully physically rips her heart out. And I was like, that was disgusting.
Yeah, that was pretty gross. Definitely not how I'd want to die.
My
Although
note
I
that I
guess it'd be
wrote is,
quick.
I wrote Jesus fucking Christ, because I was just like, what the hell? That was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Cool. So now Elena and Damon make their way back to Mystic
He's
Falls
somehow not covered in
and
gasoline anymore. Also, it's the morning. So, did they spend the night somewhere, or were they literally just partying that long?
they were just partying forever. I guess
This
Damon could
show is a
sober up.
logistical nightmare.
It is.
So.
Elena has time to talk to Stefan finally. I don't even know.
You're something like Catherine, you just look exactly like her. I don't see the problem.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's like, this is in the Salvatore house, by the way, which it's always so fucking dark in there. It like looks like night in there again.
It's gloomy.
And they're having a conversation about it. And he's like, no, you don't understand. Like, I was there the night your parents died.
Whoa.
She's like, what?
And then he goes, I'm the one who saved you. Oh my God. That was pretty sweet. The plot thickens. At that point, I was like literally tearing up. I was like, that is so romantic of Seven to do.
It is pretty romantic. And he tells her that he went to save her dad, but her dad like wanted him to save her first and her parents didn't make it. And I thought that that was, you know, that's a nice thing to be left with.
I feel like if you have the time to have a conversation of that, like,
No, I'm sure it was depth. Just like a lot of gesturing. It was underwater.
They right. Were okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they had time to be like, oh, hey, what's up? I'm drowning. But could you, if you could, if you're able to, if I could trouble you, could you save my daughter first?
And then he like started, he obviously saw that she resembled Catherine and he was just like, I couldn't leave without knowing you.
This is very Edward Cullen of him.
Yeah, it was very
Edward. I watched Cullen. You and I learned everything I could about you. And I learned that you aren't Catherine and you're also very, very different from her. And that you're very docile and you're my little lamb.
You're more submissive.
I want to be your Mary.
You'll do whatever I say.
My little lamb. Yeah. I want to herd you and shave you for wool.
Okay, so
I want you to get on your hands and knees and graze while I shave you.
But Elena's like shocked because she's like, I still literally don't understand how we can like live in the same town and we look like we being Elena and Catherine. And Stefan's like, well, girl, great minds think alike because I was wondering the exact same thing.
Well, girl.
And
hey, girl, like, well, you're ever wondered why you and your vampire boyfriend's ex-girlfriend looks exactly like you? Us too.
Turns out that they're probably related.
They just needed a little 23andMe up in here.
They needed a 23andMe, but basically Stefan's like, oh, well, you were adopted.
It's so awkward. He literally knows so much. He knows like all the details of her birth certificate. He's like, well, on your birth certificate it says this, but then also I'm a little bit confused because of this part of your family. Also, you're adopted.
So he did a 23andMe just by himself for her, unknowingly.
He like plucked a hair off her head while she was sleeping.
Yeah, it all feels very romantic and sweet. And any guy that does this for you is madly in love with you.
I wouldn't mind if someone like ran a 23andMe without my consent. As long as they gave me the info, that shit's kind of expensive.
What are you?
What do you mean by that?
Like, what are you? Like, what do you think?
I'm a Capricorn, but my moon is in Taurus.
Okay.
Oh, I'm literally 50% German.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, you're German.
You're like, you're pretty Aryan, aren't you?
It's like, your blonde hair, blue eyes. I think we can pretty much nail that. What are you? I don't know. Half Jewish.
Mazel tov.
Thanks.
I also wanted to say that Stefan says to Elena, you are the woman that I love. When he's like trying to reassure her about the Catherine thing.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, she's a girl.
She's 16.
Maybe this is internalized misogyny, but I feel really uncomfortable with anyone being called a woman. I want everyone to be called a girl.
Oh my God, I'm like so included. The opposite. Oh my God. Really? That's, I'm like, the second you're 18, if you refer to anyone above the age of 18 as a girl,
I know that that's. Split. No, I literally am on your side intellectually, but I can't. I think this is a hurdle I need to get over.
It is your internalized
It totally
misogyny.
is. But someone calling me a woman like feels really wrong. I want to be infantilized.
You don't want to be infantilized.
I want to be treated like I'm dumb because I am.
Oh my God,
I want to be
today.
considered a girl until I'm 45 years old.
So Elena gets back home and she's
How is she gonna
obvious.
explain her car being? I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you. How is she gonna explain her car just still being on the side of the road? Like,
Oh
smashed.
yeah. No, it's like not addressed even
She needs to
at
get a new
all.
car. She needs to get a new car. What is
She
she?
needs
This
to go
is
to the
an
hospital.
insurance nightmare. She has to call insurance. She has to figure out what to do with the wreckage of her car.
But she's mad at Jenna, so she's like, "Why did you never tell me that I was adopted?" And Jenna looks beautiful in this scene, but she's shocked and she like tries to explain it to her.
I like
But
that you went.
obviously,
First of all, she looks beautiful.
she
But
does. She
also,
looks.
she's feeling very shocked.
She's literally stunning in the scene. I don't know who did her makeup, but she just is glowing.
Yeah, she's really beautiful.
And she said that she promised not to tell, but obviously Elena's still livid and just like, I don't know, marches upstairs or something.
Yeah, I don't know. She finally tears off that like brown velvet blazer she's been wearing the whole
Ugh.
episode. So fucking ugly.
Elena's had a long day. I'm sure she's tired.
Yeah, day and night, 2 days. How long has she been
Four
gone?
days? Like,
Not
literally, we have no
sure.
idea.
Yeah, she still looks good. Fuck.
Whatever. So Alaric is sitting at the bar.
In the
New
Mystic
scene.
Grill.
He's at the
Thank
Mystic
God. I
Grill.
miss the
I
Mystic
feel
Grill. I don't want to go to another
safe.
bar ever again in the show.
And he is like remembering another like flashback where his wife dies. And he like walks into the room to witness a vampire feasting from her neck, like mere meters
Yeah,
from him.
it's pretty gross.
And
And
then he
it's.
looks, it's Damon, and
Yeah,
he
it's
sees him at the
Damon.
bar and he puts
They
two and two
literally are sitting
together.
next to each other at the bar.
Yeah.
He drinks his little vodka soda with a twist of lime in a really tense way.
Yeah. That's my personal drink of choice, which is cute.
Yeah, maybe it was a little vodka LaCroix moment. Like we both know and love. It's low-cal.
It's
And you're
locale.
kind of getting hydrated while, I mean, you're not getting hydrated because alcohol is very dehydrating, but at least
LaCroix's don't hydrate,
with
I heard.
what?
Yeah, no, they like don't, they're not hydrating at all. You can't
What?
replace water with LaCroix.
Why?
I don't know. You should probably Google it. I just like watched a
Fuck.
TikTok,
Are you
so.
fucking kidding me?
No.
That's really bad
No.
news, Nicole.
Okay, well, I need to go drink wine, so.
Oh, yeah, don't let me. Sorry. I thought we were gonna. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
I love you.
I love you too. I'm gonna go drink a LaCroix.
Bye.
Bye.
Mystic balls.